In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Peace be with you. My brothers and sisters, let us acknowledge our sins and so prepare ourselves to celebrate the sacred mysteries. I confess to Almighty God and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have erred through my most grievous fault. Therefore I ask Blessed Mary, ever Virgin, all the angels and saints, and you, my brothers and sisters, to pray for me to the Lord our God. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Gloria in excelsis Deo, et in terra pax hominibus.
Let us pray. Lord our God, who in governing your people make use of the ministry of priests, grant a persevering obedience to your will to these deacons of your church, whom you graciously choose today for the office of the priesthood, so that by their ministry and life they may gain glory for you in Christ, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen.
A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. On the next day, their leaders, elders, and scribes were assembled in Jerusalem with Annas the high priest, Caiaphas, John, Alexander, and all who were of the high priestly class. They brought them into their presence and questioned them, "By what power or by what name have you done this?" Then Peter, filled with the Holy Spirit, answered them, "Leaders of the people and elders, if we are being examined today about a good deed done to a cripple, namely, by what means he was saved, then all of you and all the people of Israel should know that it was in the name of Jesus Christ the Nazarene, whom you crucified, whom God raised from the dead. In his name, this man stands before you healed. He is the stone rejected by you, the builders, which has become the cornerstone. There is no salvation through anyone else, nor is there any other name under heaven given to the human race by which we are to be saved." The word of the Lord.
Blessed are they who dwell in your house, O Lord. Blessed are they who dwell in your house, O Lord.
Our love is ready.
Finds a home, and the swallow a nest to settle her young. My home is by your altars, Lord of hosts, my King and my God. Blessed are they who
from the first letter of St. Paul to the Thessalonians.
Brothers, we drew courage through our God to speak to you the gospel of God with much struggle. Our exhortation was not from delusion or impure motives, nor did it work through deception. But as we were judged worthy by God to be entrusted with the gospel, that is how we speak. Not as trying to please men, but rather God, who judges our hearts. Nor indeed did we ever appear with flattering speech, as you know, or with the pretext for greed. God is witness. Nor did we seek praise from men, either from you or from others, although we were able to impose our weight as apostles of Christ. Rather, we were gentle among you, as a nursing mother cares for her children, with such affection for you. We were determined to share with you not only the gospel of God, but our very selves as well. So dearly beloved had you become to us.
The word of the Lord. According to John.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus said to his disciples, "Anyone who does not remain in me will be thrown out like a branch and wither. People will gather them and throw them into the fire, and they will be burned. If you remain in me, and my words remain in you, ask for whatever you want, and it will be done for you. By this is my Father glorified, that you bear much fruit and become my disciples. As the Father loves me, so I also love you. Remain in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will remain in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and remain in his love. I have told you this so that my joy may be in you and your joy might be complete. This is my commandment. Love one another as I love you. No one has greater love than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends.
You are my friends if you do what I command you. I no longer call you slaves, because a slave does not know what his master is doing. I have called you friends, because I have told you everything I have heard from my Father. It was not you who chose me, but I who chose you and appointed you to go and bear fruit that will remain, so that whatever you ask the Father in my name, he may give you. This I command you, love one another. If the world hates you, realize that it hated me first. If you belong to the world would love its own. But because you do not belong to the world, and I have chosen you out of the world hates you. The Gospel of the Lord.
Let those to be ordained priests come forward. Todd Richard Lehigh. Thomas William Arthur Herge. Christopher Michael Tuttle. Brett Robert Garland. Edward Tatsuji Shikina.
Bishop Campbell, Holy Mother Church asks you to ordain these, our brothers, to the responsibility of the priesthood.
Do you know them to be worthy?
After inquiry among the Christian people, and upon the recommendation of those responsible, I testify that they have been found worthy.
Relying on the help of the Lord God and our Savior Jesus Christ, we choose these, our brothers, for the order of the priesthood.
Thanks be to God.
My dear brothers, and all my brothers and sisters in the risen Lord Jesus Christ, praise be the name of Jesus Christ forever. As we gather on this wonderful morning, to witness the ordination of 5 of our brothers as priests of Jesus Christ. We begin as the gospel that you just heard has begun in that upper room on the night before our Lord was to suffer and die in sacrifice for our good and to reveal the ultimate love of God. And at that Last Supper, our Lord revealed many things to his disciples, using marvelous examples and metaphors, the vine and the branches, touched upon the Good Shepherd, upon the servant who has done God's will. And it is a revelation both of the mystery of God's love for us and an instruction for faithful and true discipleship. For all discipleship, all vocations in the church began with a deep understanding of Jesus Christ, his continuing presence among us, and an experience of his nearness to each of us. But if you read farther in the Gospel of John, something very remarkable happens. Jesus no longer is there as teacher or instructor of the disciples. He suddenly turns from speaking to them to addressing his heavenly Father. Quite justly, this is known as his priestly prayer. For our Lord now is not simply teaching, but rather he is giving an example of what it means to be a priest. To be called by his heavenly Father to accomplish a particular mission. And he allowed the disciples at that point to witness the most intimate of the relationships within the Holy Trinity, the relationship of Father and Son, and Son and Father. And in that prayer, in that outpouring of an example of priestly life, our Lord speaks about consecration. And consecration particularly in the truth, but a consecration also for a mission. And it is a mission not only to speak of the love of God, but to live it as an example of what it means to serve the will of God for the love of others. It begins with a prayerful intimacy with God, a hunger and desire for the truth that he wishes to reveal to us, a sense, as our Lord has spoken, of being called out of the world in order to transform the world. And to understand that it is not we who chose Christ, it is Christ who chose us. And there has to be both a deep sense of humility and thankfulness as we begin to participate in the ministerial priesthood of Jesus Christ himself. And remember that the words that he has spoken were spoken before his own death and have a particularly powerful meaning and sense. And through all this, in that prayer of our Lord Jesus Christ, he speaks of the bond of charity. Our Lord concludes his prayer with, "I made known to them your name, and I will make it known, that the love with which you have loved me may be in them, and I in them." And part of this consecration in the truth, of being surrounded and called to a profound charity, is preaching the word that our Lord entrusted to us. For as St. Peter was to declare before the Sanhedrin, "There is no other name in heaven or on earth by which we are saved than the name of Jesus Christ." That name, in season and out of season, is to be proclaimed boldly, with courage, and with eloquence, and with a deep sense of concern for the good of those who long to hear this word of hope, this word of mercy and forgiveness, this word of life, and that life abundant. And in speaking of the power of that name, we are, as St. Paul told the Thessalonians, to be judged worthy by God to be entrusted with the gospel. It is a priceless treasure, but it is not yours. It is Christ given for all of the people. I was reminded in my first year of priesthood, when I tried to attempt to save the whole parish in one leap, when my pastor told me, "Remember, Father, the Christian people already have a Messiah. And it's not you, but it's the preaching of the word of Christ that makes that Messiah present, and you are an instrument of it." Pope Benedict XVI once made a very revealing remark. He said, if we really act in the person of Christ, in persona Christi, we speak very clearly the words of Christ. If we speak our own words, we are the Antichrist. And it is that telling remark that makes us so aware of our responsibility to dwell ever more deeply on that word, to search out its hidden mysteries and profundities and truth, and to do this because there is no other name in heaven on earth by which we are saved than the name of Jesus Christ. And the final aspect of that priestly prayer of Jesus in the Gospel of John is the fact that it was during the Last Supper. Although John's Gospel does not specifically tell of the institution of the Eucharist at that Last Supper, it is clearly reflected in chapter 6. And remember, my brothers, that you are ordained for the celebration of that Eucharist to lead the people to a deeper participation within that saving event, to draw them deeper and deeper into that participation of the saving life and death and resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. I want you always to look out upon the face of the faithful who desire to be touched by that presence of Christ, whose hearts and minds long for it. And therefore, be deeply faithful to your celebration of that Holy Eucharist. It is not your possession, it is the possession of the Church. And in celebrating it, to make certain that the people are drawn to a real and powerful encounter with the living Lord Jesus. And to allow the people to understand that in the participation in the Holy Eucharist, we are participating in a holy pilgrimage. That even as we celebrate the true and risen presence of our Lord Jesus Christ here and now, it is also a call to go forward, to proceed higher, to understand that here we have no lasting city, but that we are all on this journey to the kingdom. I remember as a 7-year-old preparing for First Holy Communion, we were taught to sing the O Esca Viatorum. O Esca Viatorum, O Panis Angelorum, O Mana Caelitum, O food for wayfarers, O heavenly food, heavenly manna. And in this fashion, looking forward to the coming of the kingdom of Jesus Christ, that when he comes, we will be able to say simply, but with full heart and mind, come, Lord Jesus. And we enter in to the everlasting liturgy of the banquet of the Messiah. My dear sons, before you enter the order of the priesthood, you must declare before the people your intention to undertake this office. And therefore, do you resolve with the help of the Holy Spirit to discharge without fail the office of priesthood and the presbyteral rank as fellow worthy workers with the order of bishops in caring for the Lord's flock? Do you resolve to exercise the ministry of the word worthily and wisely, preaching the gospel and teaching the Catholic faith? Do you resolve to celebrate faithfully and reverently, in accord with the Church's tradition, the mysteries of Christ, especially the sacrifice of the Eucharist and the sacrament of reconciliation, for the glory of God and the sanctification of the Christian people? Do you resolve to implore with us God's mercy upon the people entrusted to your care by observing the command to pray without ceasing? Do you resolve to be united more closely every day to Christ the High Priest, who offered himself for us to the Father as a pure sacrifice, and with him to consecrate yourself to God for the salvation of all? Do you promise respect and obedience to me and my successors?
I do.
May God, who has begun a good work in you, bring it to fulfillment. Do you promise respect and obedience to me and my successors?
I do.
May God, who has begun a good work in you, bring it to fulfillment. Do you promise respect and obedience to me and my successors?
I do.
May God, who has begun the good work in you, bring it to fulfillment. Do you promise respect and obedience to me and my successors?
I do.
May God, who has begun the good work in you, bring it to fulfillment. Do you promise respect and obedience to me and my successors?
I do.
May God, who has begun the good work in you, bring it to fulfillment. My dear people, let us pray that God, the all-powerful Father, will pour out abundantly the gifts of heaven on these his servants, whom he has chosen for the office of priest.
Let us kneel.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Holy Mary, Mother of God,
pray for us.
Saint Michael,
pray for us.
Holy angels of God,
pray for us.
Saint John the Baptist,
pray for us.
Saint Joseph,
pray for us.
Saint Peter and Saint Paul,
pray for us.
Saint Andrew,
pray for us.
Saint John,
pray for us.
Saint Jude,
pray for us.
Saint Mary Magdalene,
pray for us.
Saint Stephen, Ignatius of Antioch,
pray for us.
Saint Lawrence,
pray for us.
Saint Perpetua and Saint Felicity,
pray for us.
Saint Agnes,
pray for us.
Saint Joan of Arc,
pray for us.
Saint Gregory,
pray for us.
Saint Augustine,
pray for us.
Saint Athanasius,
pray for us.
Saint Basil,
pray for us.
Saint Martin,
pray for us.
Saint Remigius,
pray for us.
Saint Pope John the 23rd,
pray for us.
Saint Pope John Paul the 2nd,
pray for us.
Saint Jerome,
pray for us.
Saint Benedict, Francis and Saint Dominic,
pray for us.
St. Francis Xavier.
Pray for us.
St. Philip Neri.
Pray for us.
St. John Vianney.
Pray for us.
St. Pio of Pietrelcina.
Pray for us.
St. Jose Maria Escriva.
Pray for us.
St. Catherine of Siena.
Pray for us.
St. Teresa of Jesus.
Pray for us.
St. Faustina.
Pray for us.
St. Teresa of Calcutta.
Pray for us.
All holy men and women, saints of God.
Pray for us.
Lord, be merciful.
Lord, deliver us, we pray.
From all evil.
Lord, deliver us, we pray.
From every sin.
Lord, deliver us, we pray.
From everlasting death.
Lord, deliver us, we pray.
By your incarnation.
Lord,
death and resurrection.
Lord, deliver us, we pray.
By the outpouring of the Holy Spirit.
Lord, deliver us, we pray.
Be merciful to us sinners.
Lord, hear our prayers.
Jesus, Son of the living God.
Lord, hear us.
Christ, hear us.
Christ, hear us.
Christ, graciously hear us.
Christ, graciously hear us.
Hear us, we beseech you, Lord our God. And pour out on these servants of yours the blessing of the Holy Spirit and the power of priestly grace, that those whom in the sight of your mercy we offer to be consecrated may be surrounded by your rich and unfailing gifts. Through Christ our Lord.
Let us stand.
Draw near, O Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God, Author of human dignity. It is you who apportion all graces. Through you everything progresses. Through you all things are made to stand firm. To form a priestly people, you appoint ministers of Christ your Son by the power of the Holy Spirit, arranging them in different orders. Already in the earlier covenant, offices arose, established through mystical rites. When you set Moses and Aaron over your people to govern and sanctify them, you chose men next in rank and dignity to accompany them and assist them in their task. So too in the desert, you implanted the spirit of Moses in the hearts of 70 wise men, and with their help, he ruled your people with greater ease. So also upon the sons of Aaron, you poured an abundant share of their father's plenty, that the number of the priests prescribed by the law might be sufficient for the sacrifices of the tabernacle, which were a shadow of the good things to come. But in these last days, Holy Father, you sent your Son into the world, Jesus, who is apostle and high priest of our confession. Through the Holy Spirit, he offered himself to you as a spotless victim, and he made his apostles, consecrated in the truth, sharers in his mission. You provided them also with companions to proclaim and carry out the work of salvation throughout the whole world. And now we beseech you, Lord, in our weakness, to grant us these helpers that we need to exercise the priesthood that comes from the apostles. Grant, we pray, Almighty Father, to these your servants the dignity of the priesthood. Renew deep within them the spirit of holiness. May they henceforth possess this office which comes from you, O God, and is next in rank to the office of bishop, and by the example of their manner of life, may they instill right conduct. May they be worthy co-workers with our order, so that by their preaching and through the grace of the Holy Spirit, the words of the gospel may bear fruit in human hearts and reach even to the ends of the earth. Together with us, may they be faithful stewards of your mysteries, so that your people may be renewed in the waters of rebirth and nourished from your altar, so that sinners may be reconciled and the sick raised up. May they be joined with us, Lord, in imploring your mercy, for the Lord entrusted to their care, for the people entrusted to their care, and for all the world. And so may the full number of the nations gathered together in Christ be transformed into your one people and made perfect in your kingdom. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. the Lord Jesus Christ, whom the Father anointed with the Holy Spirit in power, guide and preserve you, that you may sanctify the Christian people. The Lord Jesus Christ, whom the Father anointed with the Holy Spirit and with power, guard and preserve you, sanctify the Christian, that you may sanctify the Christian people and offer sacrifice to God. The Lord Jesus Christ, whom the Father anointed with the Holy Spirit and with power, guard and preserve you, that you may sanctify the Christian people and offer sacrifices to God. The Lord Jesus Christ, whom the Father anointed with the Holy Spirit and power, guard and preserve you, that you may sanctify the Christian people and offer sacrifices to God. The Lord Jesus Christ, whom the Father anointed with the Holy Spirit in power, guard and preserve you, that you may sanctify the Christian people and offer sacrifice to God.
Trin
saints from the day of your birth on the holy mountains. From the womb before the dawn I begot you. The Lord has sworn an oath he will not change. You are a priest forever, a priest like Melchizedek of old.
Christ the Lord is a priest forever, like Melchizedek of old.
Standing at your right hand will shatter rulers in the day of his wrath. He shall drink from the stream by the wayside, and therefore shall he lift up his head.
Christ the Lord is a priest forever, like Melchizedek of old. Alleluia, alleluia.
Receive the oblation of the holy people to be offered to God. Understand what you do, imitate what you celebrate, and conform your life to the mystery of the Lord's cross. Receive the oblation of the holy people to be offered to God. Understand what you do, imitate what you celebrate, and conform your life to the mystery of the Lord's cross. Receive the oblation of the holy people to be offered to God. Understand what you do, imitate what you celebrate, and conform your life to the mystery of the Lord's cross. Receive the oblation of the holy people to be offered to God. Understand what you do, imitate what you celebrate, and conform your life to the mystery of the Lord's cross. Receive the oblation of the holy people to be offered to God. Understand what you do, imitate what you celebrate, and conform your life to the mystery of the Lord's cross.
Thank you.
Pray, my brothers and sisters, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father. O God, who have willed that your priests should minister at the holy altar and serve your people, grant by the power of this sacrifice, we pray, that the labors of your servants may constantly please you, and in your church bear that fruit which lasts forever. Through Christ our Lord. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right and just.
It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God. For by the anointing of the Holy Spirit, you made your only begotten Son, High Priest of the New and Eternal Covenant. And by your wondrous design, we're pleased to decree that this one priesthood should continue in the Church. For Christ not only adorns with a royal priesthood the people he has made his own, and with a brother's kindness, he also chooses men to become sharers in his sacred ministry through the laying on of hands. They are to renew in his name the sacrifice of human redemption, to set before your people the Paschal banquet, to lead your holy people in charity, to nourish them with your word and strengthen them with the sacraments. As they give up their lives for you and for the salvation of their brothers and sisters, they strive to be conformed to the image of Christ himself and offer you a constant witness of faith and love. And so, Lord, with all the angels and saints, we too give you thanks as an exaltation we acclaim. Therefore, most merciful Father, we make humble prayer and petition through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, that you accept and bless these gifts, these offerings, these holy and unblemished sacrifices, which we offer to you firstly for your holy Catholic Church. Be pleased to grant her peace, to guard, unite, and govern her throughout the whole world. Together with your servant, Francis, our Pope, me, your unworthy servant, and all those who holding to the truth and on the Catholic and Apostolic faith.
Remember, Lord, your servants and all gathered here whose faith and devotion are known to you. For them, we offer you this sacrifice of praise, or they offer it for themselves and all who are dear to them, for the redemption of their souls, in hope of health and well-being, and paying their homage to you, the eternal God, living and true.
In communion with those whose memory we venerate,
especially the glorious ever-Virgin Mary, Mother of our God and Lord Jesus Christ, and Blessed Joseph, her spouse, your blessed apostles and martyrs, Peter and Paul, Andrew, James, John, Thomas, James, Philip, Bartholomew, Matthew, Simon and Jude, Linus, Cletus, Clement, Sixtus, Cornelius, Cyprian, Lawrence, Chrysogonus, John and Paul, Cosmas and Damian, and all your saints. We ask that through their merits and prayers, in all things we may be defended by your protecting help.
Therefore, Lord, we pray, graciously accept this oblation of our service, that of your whole family, which we make to you also for these your servants, whom you have been pleased to raise to the order of priesthood. And in your mercy, keep safe your gifts in them, so that what they have received by divine commission, they may fulfill by divine assistance. Be pleased, O God, we pray, to bless, acknowledge, and approve this offering in every respect. Make it spiritual and acceptable, so that it may become for us the body and blood of your most beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ. On the day before he was to suffer, he took bread in his holy and venerable hands, and with eyes raised to heaven, to you, his Amar God, giving you thanks, he said the blessing, broke the bread, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took this precious chalice in his holy and venerable hands, and once more giving you thanks, he said the blessing, and gave the chalice to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith.
Save us, Savior of the world.
Therefore, O Lord, as we celebrate the memorial of the Blessed Passion, the resurrection from the dead, and the glorious ascension into heaven of Christ, your Son, our Lord, we, your servants and your holy people, offer to your glorious majesty, from the gifts that you have given us, this pure victim, this holy victim, this spotless victim, the holy bread of eternal life, in the chalice of everlasting salvation. Be pleased to look upon these offerings with a serene and kindly countenance, and to accept them as once you were pleased to accept the gifts of your servant Abel the just, the sacrifice of Abraham, our father in faith, and the offering of your high priest Melchizedek, a holy sacrifice, a spotless victim. In humble prayer, we ask you, Almighty God, command that these gifts be borne by the hands of your holy angel to your altar on high, in the sight of your divine majesty, so that all of us who through this participation at the altar receive the most holy body and blood of your Son may be filled with every grace and heavenly blessing.
Remember also, Lord, your servants,
who have gone before us with a sign of faith and rest in the sleep of peace. Grant them, O Lord, we pray, and all who sleep in Christ, a place of refreshment, light, and peace.
To us also, your servants, who though sinners, hope in your abundant mercies, graciously grant some share and fellowship with your holy apostles and martyrs, with John the Baptist, Stephen, Matthias, Barnabas, Ignatius, Alexander, Marcellinus, Peter, Felicity, Perpetua, Agatha, Lucy, Agnes, Cecilia, Anastasia, and all your saints. Admit us, we beseech you, into their company, not weighing our merits, but granting us your pardon through Christ our Lord.
Through whom you continue to make all these good things, O Lord, to sanctify them, fill them with life, bless them, and bestow them upon us. Through him and with him and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and at the Savior's command, informed by divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Lord, we pray, from every evil. Grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior Jesus Christ.
For the kingdom of God.
Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, Peace I leave you, my peace I give you, look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Let us offer to one another the sign of peace. Peace.
Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord.
Thank you.
Let us pray. May the divine sacrifice we have offered and received, O Lord, give new life to your priest and to all your servants, that united to you in unfailing love, they may receive the grace of giving worthy service to your majesty. Through Christ our Lord.
Amen. Your blessing, Father.
Your blessing of Almighty God, the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, come down upon you in the name of Jesus.
Amen. Your blessing, Father.
The blessing of Almighty God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, come down upon you.
The blessing of Almighty God, the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, upon you and remain with you forever.
Thank you. Father, your blessing.
The intercession of the Lord, the intercession of the Lord, all the angels and saints, and God grant us peace which surpasses all understanding. The blessing of Almighty God, the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, sin upon you.
Bow down for the blessing.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
May God, who founded the church and guides her still, protect you constantly with his grace, that you may faithfully discharge the duties of the priesthood.
Amen.
May he make you servants and witnesses in the world to divine charity and truth, and faithful ministers of reconciliation.
Amen.
And may he make you true shepherds to provide the living bread and the word of life to the faithful, that they may continue to grow in the unity of the body of Christ.
Amen.
And may the Almighty God bless you, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Go and announce the gospel of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.